Hello, the internet. Welcome back to Channel 9. My name is Nick Fillingham. I'm here again with Jamie Cannon. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you guys are releasing today the Windows Live Messenger client for...
For iPhone.
For iPhone.
I know. Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's a good headline.
Dogs and cats living together.
Windows Live and iPhone.
Fantastic. And it's available in the iPhone App Store today, or we think today. We hope today.
That's what Apple tells us.
That's what they tell us.
Yes.
So it may not actually be today, but it should be today. It's... free.
It is entirely free.
And if you are a Windows Live Messenger user like me, if you like the features of Windows Live Messenger, then you obviously want this app and you have an iPhone. So, Jamie, you're going to give us a demo. Let's see it in action.
Yep, sounds good. So let's pop right in. It's a new Messenger app, and I'm going to log in with my Windows Live ID. The first thing I'm going to see is the Messenger social What's New feed.
This is the social page that we saw on the new Messenger client on the PC.
You got it.
Very
exactly.
Similar. Cool.
It's even the drawing from the same favorites on my client, so I get highlights from
Great.
My favorite people. I can also filter down by things like recent updates, just photo updates. I can scroll over and just get status messages. I also have inline commenting, so I can go and say, you know, cool, super interesting.
That's a great comment.
Exactly.
Well done.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad you made that comment.
It's Friday afternoon.
Yeah, true it is.
And so it's just a really easy way to stay up to date with my social network. And of course, this is aggregating Facebook, MySpace, all in one place. So
great.
All my networks. Kind of great.
Fantastic.
I can also broadcast updates, and we've integrated with the iPhone camera, so we can take a picture. We won't take a picture of the desk.
Sure, we've glued the iPhone to the desk for the purpose of the demo, otherwise we would take a photo.
But we can take a photo. We could also draw from a local album, which is kind of nice. And I'm going to pop out of all of this, cancel. The other thing that we've done is it's not just Messenger. So if you want to check your email and you're a Hotmail customer, many customers of Messenger are also Hotmail customers.
Sure.
You'll see at the top here we have an indicator that says 32 Hotmail messages.
Okay, so you're accessing your Hotmail inbox from inside this app.
So this is just a mini browse version of Hotmail,
okay.
Which is touch optimized
right.
For the iPhone.
Cool.
And I can go and scroll and dig right into my messages.
So it's not just an app for Windows Live Messenger users, it's also for Hotmail users.
It's much more.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yep. In fact, the third thing I'll show you is still part of Messenger, which is I can manage all my chats in one place.
Okay.
And you'll see Jeremy here is online. That's what that green halo means around his profile.
Oh, I just saw the phone shake.
Oh, yeah. We have real-time notifications.
Very cool.
So Jeremy just IM me back. I got a blue dot here, and I can jump right in. And he says, rain, go away.
Uh-oh, is it raining again?
It's Seattle, Nick.
It was beautiful sunny skies 10 minutes ago.
It's just a tease. It's over. Andrew's offline, but I can always leave him an offline IM.
So there are offline chats. You can actually don't have to be online to have a chat with someone.
That's right.
Very cool.
So that's chat. And then the last thing I want to show you is photos. And so we have photos on SkyDrive. Great experience. What we've actually done on the iPhone is integrated the two. So you'll see here I get thumbnails of my photo albums on SkyDrive. And I can browse them right here in line. I get great resolution of my photos, and I can also browse them in a slideshow experience. I can take a photo.
And this is pulling the photos from SkyDrive, pulling them from the cloud.
This is pulling them right from the cloud down to your iPhone.
Cool.
I can comment inline. I can also give those photos a caption. I can go back, and if I want to, I can manage entirely new albums, take pictures on the fly from wherever I am. So it's just a great photo experience. We know most people are taking pictures on their phone. And we want to make that a great experience with Windows Live.
This is basically an app for anyone with a Windows Live Hotmail account or that uses Windows Live Messenger or does anything really on the Windows Live network and has an iPhone. They should have this app.
You got it.
And exactly it's completely
right.
free.
That's right. Entirely free, just like Windows Live.
And we think it's available today on the App Store.
That's
somewhere around today.
Somewhere between 1 a.m. And midnight.
Cool. So more information, hit up the App Store and or the Windows Live team blog. What's the address for that?
If you want to go check it out, the Inside Windows Live blog is online and you can get information.
We just Bing that. We'll find that.
You just Bing that. Exactly
Otherwise,
right.
it's in the App Store.
Or you can get it in the App Store.
Jamie, thanks very much.
Yep. Thanks so much, Nick.
See you later.
See ya.